Okay, I wanted to ask you a question here. We're going to get started tonight. Have you ever been locked out of a website because you entered the wrong password a few times? Has anyone here ever had that happen?
Yes.
Yes. And then you had to take whatever steps were necessary to unlock the account, maybe even having to call customer service.
Or Barney.
Barney. I got one thing to say about there. Been there, done that. For those of you who have been on over the past few weeks, I've shared on a number of subjects regarding the road to excellence. And these were really intended for us to become the best version of ourselves that we can be. And tonight, I briefly want to look at two powerful words. They have been called the two most powerful words on earth. And I think these things are going to be a helpful tool for all of us to be able to see excellence becoming a reality. And someone once said, excellence is not a result, it's an attitude. And so I really want to work with our hearts, our minds, so that we get a mindset and we get a path with some assistance so that we really can go down that path, this journey, with some excellence in our lives. So, however, uh-oh, here comes the news. It's going to require you to do something. And it's going to require you to do something that pretty much I think everybody on this phone line is familiar with. Remember the password. Okay? Say that with me, everybody, even on the phone world out there. Remember the password. I cannot tell you how many times one or another person close to me here, maybe, has said, I can't remember my password. And like, I'm supposed to remember it. I don't know everyone's password, but personally, I keep a list, so I do have something to refer to. But a password gives you entry, right? It gives you the opportunity to really get into this environment that you want to have access to so you can accomplish whatever it is you're trying to get accomplished there. And but it's always helpful to know the password. So I'm going to share, I hope, tonight the password that will always work. Okay? It's going to be really easy to remember. It's two words. And it's always going to be a password that will always enable us, I know I'm using some big words here, that will always enable us to access the throne of room of God. How about that?
I'm ready.
And to enjoy the benefits. So I wanted to start in Psalm 100. I don't know if some of you who were around a number of years ago, I did a teaching at the park when we still lived in San Diego called Your Pentecost Password. I don't know if you remember that, but this isn't that. But I'm very inspired. I have pages of passwords. I guess I just get on a lot of different sites, but I like to write them down so that I can remember them when I need to. And when I'm traveling and different things like that. But here we are, Psalm 100. You've heard it many times. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with what?
Thanksgiving.
Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him. Bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Verse 4 is a very insightful verse, I believe, because it talks and tells us how, what kind of mindset, what kind of attitude, what kind of heart we should have as we enter into the gates to the throne room of God. And what does it say to do? Enter into the gates with what?
Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving. And into his courts with praise. Now listen, you know what? God wants to work miracles in my life, your life. And he does it by faith. Faith is most fully expressed in our gratitude for what he has promised before we ever see it. That's the difference here. See, like Doubting Thomas, remember he said, I will not believe until I put my hands in his side, my fingers in the holes in his hands. But we're tasked with a different challenge, and that is to believe before we actually see the manifestation of it. All of these things that were bought and paid for and stamped with the seal of approval were paid for by Jesus Christ. It happened and was accomplished many, 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 many years ago. And we just want to keep it simple. I want to keep it simple. And so we have these two very powerful words, and this is the password. Thank you. And so through the power of those really two very powerful words, thank you, we have an opportunity to live a miraculously blessed life. You know, it's so simple in many ways, and we want sometimes more complicated answers. But it's so simple because thankfulness is a true spiritual antidote to anger, negativity, pessimism, sadness, jealousy, resentment, and bitterness. I know that's a mouthful, but just to change the way we think, the way we perceive, and the way that we look at things, I'm going to give you some a little list here of things that even scientific studies have proved the benefits and the effects that giving thanks and how it affects us. Let's start here. You sleep better at night. And you wake up refreshed. You get sick less often. You exercise more. You activate your built-in stress buffering ability. You feel more enthusiasm for daily tasks. You're more productive and creative at work. You're more confident, relaxed. You're less depressed. You have more energy. You're more empathetic. You are less envious. You're a better problem solver. You're more likable. You make better decisions. You deal with adversity more effectively. You build stronger relationships. You're more motivated and optimistic. You're less materialistic. You have lower levels of inflammation, which therefore strengthens your heart. You lower your blood pressure. You raise your tolerance for pain. And you prevent stress-related conditions such as ulcers, back pain, headaches, and cramps. That's quite a list. It's like, holy cow. And what is that? What are those things being framed within the context of? Using those two most powerful words, thank you. Like it says in Psalm 100, verse 4, enter into his gates with thanksgiving. You know, when you look at that list, you listen to it, it's like, you know, what is your response? Wow. The cure to so much of what ails us is to really truly be grateful and to be thankful for what God has done in our lives. In that kind of state of mind and heart, it's almost impossible to become violent or to stay angry, offended, or depressed. Instead, you are motivated to see the best in life, not the worst. Remember this statement. What God has done for you is greater than what people have done to you. It's all about what you focus on. The victim mentality, it's a waste of power. And many of us, including me, have spent too long nursing and rehearsing our pain. Okay, yes, you may have been mistreated or wronged, but God can more than make up for it. You know, remembering the good that God has done for you is going to produce joy. I want to look at Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 through 8. Again, a familiar section, but man, I never get tired of reading these verses because they seem to be so applicable every day, it seems like. Philippians chapter 4, let's start in verse 6. It says, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication. And then there's this phrase here, with what? Thanksgiving. Be careful for nothing. It says, be anxious for nothing. Don't give excess care and weight and burden. But in everything it says, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. And it says, the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts, and that means to guard. It shall keep and guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And it wraps up that little section with this verse, which is a beauty. Verse 8 says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me do, and the God of peace shall be with you. So what is our attitude of mind? I mean, a lot of people we run into, man, they just see the glass half completely empty. They don't even see it half empty or half full. They just see it at the bottom of the barrel, and that's what they want to talk about. That's what they want to think about. That's what they want to declare to themselves and to the people they meet. And so, you know, maybe it becomes not a surprise that people are genuinely unhappy. Because the declarations they're making about themselves and others in circumstances and situations are reinforcing the negative qualities, but that can be so easily turned. That can be so easily turned. See? How about 1 Thessalonians 5? Another classic area of the scripture. We could go on. This topic is very, very large. I mean, Old and New Testaments used many times. But 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, starting in verse 16, I've said this to people many times, especially when things are good and things are not so good. Verse 16. Rejoice evermore. Gosh, that sounds like Psalm 100. Pray without ceasing. In everything what? Give thanks. Give thanks. Give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything we give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. I'm so thankful that we have opportunities to have fellowships like this where we can share simple truths. And you know what? I don't want to forget the password. You ever see that little italicized statement at the bottom of the web page when you're logging in? It says, forget your password? ? And then you click on it, it gives you a link to go somewhere and reset your password and all these different things. This is the password we don't have to ever forget. It's so simple. Two powerful words. Thank you. Amen?
Amen.
Father God, With all of our heart, Father, we do say thank you for blessing us, caring for us, providing for us. And Father, where we're falling short, we just don't spend a lot of time there. But we are just so aware of what Christ has done on our behalf, and that we truly walk, like that song said at the beginning, we do walk in the freedom that's ours. And so thank you, Lord, that you continue to work with us, help us, bless us, teach us, guide us, lead us. Whatever it is we need, Lord, that we'll be humble to just bow before your throne of grace and the time in need, which is, as far as I can see, pretty much all the time, that we need help and we need a lot of it. So just thank you for providing in the only way you can, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ.